Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Goal Talk, the Clicky Six comedy podcast.
Hello.
Each and every episode, the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have the powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by Alex.
Hello.
And Liv.
Hello.
And Jailer.
That's me.
And I'm Cam.
Hey, Cam.
What's up?
Welcome.
I was just doing this podcast. I don't know.
Sick. Let's fucking do it. Each and every one of us are going to talk about what it's like to have one mechanic or power from the world of video games in real life. And what? At the end of the show, we're going to choose our favorite. But as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Who would do that?
I did that last
Some
episode.
Some people do it.
I wanted to. Yeah. And then I thought, fuck no, that's
fucking
gross.
Well, I feel like a lot of the time we want to do it, but then we're like, that's nasty.
This is so nasty. You can't just... I brought the first game this week.
Yeah. It was the first one on the list, and I put it on the first game. So
Okay, cool. That's fine. Let's do it.
Do it.
Good. I'm going to go first. I'm the host. Do whatever I want.
Well.
Mutiny? Anyone? Mutiny? Mutiny, Jailer? You good? All right, let's go.
You can take over if you want.
Yeah. Game number one I'm going to bring is Kingdom Hearts.
It's a great game.
The first one?
Yeah.
It's a great game.
In that video game, you play a lovely little character named Sora, who lives on an island. And then the world of universe, I should say, of Disney and everything in it collides with his.
Uh-huh.
So what if the worlds of Disney collided with our universe?
You're really struggling there.
It's just...
I feel like that's
so deep.
I feel like that's happening at a rate at which that will happen.
Yeah,
will just happen one day.
I mean, look in any child's bedroom right now. I'm sure it's littered with Star Wars.
Are you saying on my way outside there are just like birds singing, like actually just singing songs and show tunes?
Yeah, because I mean, like the idea is that all of the lines between all of the worlds are like breaking, and blurring together,
which means you can get to them better.
Yeah, so you can go to other worlds and stuff. But I mean, I think the idea is that all of Disney. And all the universes that they've created combine with ours.
So basically, what if Disneyland was the entire world?
Oh.
Well, Liz got a favorite.
See, I'm not even a big Disney fan. Like, in all honesty, I don't collect, like, Disney movies or anything. But Disneyland is...
Disneyland's real fucking good.
It is the happiest place on Earth. And it's incredible.
Unless you work there.
Yeah, you've been to Disneyland.
Like, 6 times.
Yeah. You've been to Disneyland?
3.
J-Lo?
I'm off to Disney Sea in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
Doesn't count. So, Alex and I went to Disneyland.
I think we went together. Yeah, that's right.
And it was really cool. I cried. Did the whole bit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
You can't not cry there.
Happiest place enough. We watched the fireworks and we ran into rather attractive lady and a mother.
Yeah.
And Cam was doing his magic.
Yeah.
Nothing was happening.
Nah.
Mum loved me though.
Yeah.
And then they explained. They live just around the corner. And they were telling us a story about how fucking annoyed they were because the fireworks every night. Every single night.
Yeah. You get used to it.
I feel like,
but if Disney takes over everywhere.
Fireworks everywhere.
Is every morning the fucking opening Disney.
I feel like I look towards the city, and from here we can usually see the Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
and the Ferris wheel as a circle, we just have 2 more circles on top of it to make the ears.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, and like you see the shooting star every time you look at the city.
Yeah,
like a little ding.
Yeah,
ding. Like
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
can I go to Agrabah?
Uh huh.
Not that I would want to.
No, but Agrabah is there's Agrabah bits in
in
Melbourne.
Sure,
in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay, where we live.
Where we live.
Doxed.
Look, I want to say the Disney universe, there's not much left for them to put in there. Like,
what?
They own everything now.
Here's the thing, Jello, the Disney universe, just like our own, is ever expanding. until the heat death of the universe.
They almost own everything at this point.
They're
contracting
there.
As well.
Totally.
But like, you know, you could have like a dog that talks and a dog that doesn't. You know what I mean? You could do both.
Or one that stands up and...
Well, the dogs like each other.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like a dog that
does
doesn't...
Does Pluto like Goofy?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're good mates.
How elitist are they? Like,
I want to say there's probably like a war to be had over that.
Yeah, sure.
And then that'll just be a piece of history. We're like, war, remember when the fucking dogs went to war? Holy
the great,
shit.
The Great Disney War.
Yeah, totally.
They came.
Which side were you on in the Great Disney War?
Wait. That means Pirates of the Caribbean is real.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's canon.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's a real person.
You've got Star Wars. You've got Marvel. You've got Pirates.
Fox.
You've got...
Oh my god!
I told you, there's not much they don't own anymore.
I know, but like, okay, so in Kingdom Hearts...
Wait, I don't care about Fox.
In Kingdom Hearts, to bring it back to it, yeah. The game. Kingdom Hearts, it's more of like... I think it's like Tarzan, the classic Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid, Nightmare Before Christmas.
The classics. Yeah.
The classics.
They're Lion all King?
Lion King. Yeah, Lion King.
Nice.
You turn into a lion when you're in the Lion King.
Really?
In the Savannah, yeah.
Yeah, but like, they're all combined... When they combine with this world, they actually like do collide, and it's like, there's just elements and characters,
sure,
and things and places and music, and...
We live alongside the Disneyverse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go under the sea.
Oh, it's so good!
See, now, I think there's going to be a lot of political
ramifications
from
this. Yeah, all hail our eternal lord and leader, Mickey Mouse.
Oh!
Yeah,
oh,
totally.
Oh, boy!
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, out of all of the
my new button's bigger!
Fuck.
So every video game would look like Cuphead.
Oh,
great.
Actually, out of all the franchises that Disney now owns, what would be their most powerful
now
person? Is it still Mickey?
Powerful, like power level.
Well, just
person?
Like Ultimate Boss. So they have sure. Marvel now. So
it would
they
be
have,
it
like,
would
Thanos.
Be Galactus or something like that.
Who the yeah? fuck is Galactus?
He's literally like a planet or something. I don't know. He's the bad guy. He's a bad
are you
guy
thinking
for Fantastic
of like physical
Four.
Size though.
No,
or
because
actual power.
Like he's. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, isn't sure. Maleficent like one of the most powerful witches in the Wicked Wild West?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. In like the Disney realm.
Yeah, are there any yeah. villains that are
Yen
really
Sid?
Up there?
Yeah, I mean, Hades is real now, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, he's kind of a goofball.
Yeah. Who does voice acting for that? Why am I blanking so hard?
I don't
James
know.
Woods?
Yeah, that isn't sounds it? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, imagine, yeah, living in a world with actual fucking supervillains.
Yeah. Be fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's like, oh so shit, cool. Galactus is threatening to destroy the planet again.
Yeah, you'd like you'd go to school and everyone would be like, don't eat the apple, kid.
Don't eat the fucking apple.
Which apple is poisonous?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh god.
Yeah.
That's
can
a
I buy
different
a
type of like roulette now. You can just
can I buy a magic mirror? Just to have sure. just my own magic mirror.
Sure.
Would yeah. there be multiple magic mirrors or just the one in existence?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's like the universe is tearing apart, so I guess one. That yeah. makes sense, right? So
yeah.
There's only one Mickey Mouse, one Donald Duck.
Do you think they would? Any of them would choose to live in Melbourne, the most livable city in the on the planet?
Who would? Who of the Disney universe would live in Melbourne?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean Thor, he's from here.
Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chris Hemsworth. Is he from Melbourne? I don't know.
Yeah, he's a local boy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if he lives here anymore.
No.
I don't think so.
That's like, well, you'd have the Little Mermaid. She'd live like in the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, they're all based on...
She'd get gutted by a shark immediately. Yeah. Like a real fucking yeah. shark.
All the stories that they had in all the classic movies, they were based on like legends and myths and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
German stories yeah. and stuff like that. So
classic folklore.
They actually... You know, back then we maybe didn't even realize where all the characters came from, but you get deeper into it and you're like, yeah. oh, wait, this is actually in Sweden or in Germany or
yeah,
in
sure.
England.
Yeah.
So
castles and shit.
They probably live there.
Yeah.
And then they choose to move.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Belle was French, right?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, so
yeah
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't really, I don't know, as a kid, I guess I'd never picked that up.
Yeah. If anyone's listening and they haven't like looked up the original story of Little Mermaid, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of them are a little like based on Grimm, Brothers Grimm stories.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. Oh, and like half of them come from like the very racist 50s of America. So.
Walt Disney, not, you
welcome
know.
Welcome home.
Oh.
Yeah, totally.
Look,
yeah,
only one
Song
thing...
of the Deep South.
Oof. We're going to war.
Oh, it's just Song of the South.
There's only one thing I want out of this.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to sing like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Prisoner?
What? Like,
oh, my God.
They're both the same thing.
Well, you're a princess.
Be a Disney princess, and then I could sing and have little birds dress me and make me sweet clothes.
That would be an awesome way to wake up in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Alex.
Hello.
You brought a video game.
I know.
You brought a game.
I brought it not like you could play a video version of this game, but I brought a tabletop game.
It's our first tabletop.
It might
Hey!
Be our first tabletop game. But I thought about like I've been listening to a lot of D&D or actual play podcasts,
uh-huh.
and I want to give a shout out to Adventure Zone and Friends at the Table because they're very good. But like, there's a lot of visualizing numbers and roles and
what if you could visualize your stats against someone else's stats and roll against them and roll higher and beat them at their own game kind of thing? Mm. I think that would be fun.
So the mechanic is you have to roll first.
Yeah, you roll your stats. Which is like rolling is how it introduces the element of randomness in D&D. But like, what if you could see everyone else's stats and be like, I'm not going to challenge that speech because he's got a really high speech stat. And I'm probably not going to win.
So I can see your stats?
Yeah, you can see my stats.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So you wouldn't actually do an action ever again unless the roll is going to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, unless the roll is successful.
I could have an arm wrestle with Cam right now. Well, hang on, let me just roll for...
No, well, here's the
Cam,
thing.
Let's not do that.
No, but like, you only roll if you do the thing.
Yeah.
But you can see that Cam's strength stat is way more than yours.
Right, okay.
So you for example, just like pie in the sky here, okay?
I'm wearing a tank top, no one can tell.
So, yeah, you know, you make that decision, you're like, Cam's got 6 strength, I've only got 3, maybe not. Or, you know, you go for that, you go for the roll and hope that he rolls a fucking nat 1 and you break his arm or something.
So the thing is, if someone's like a 19 or whatever, and they only have to roll, like, they can still critically fail. You can still beat the world's best arm wrestler.
Yeah, if you nat 20 or they nat 1, you're going to win that argument.
I feel like I'm just going to see propaganda posters everywhere saying, obey the die. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your life is just ruled by a fucking
little dice,
20-sided piece of plastic.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably the thing in those games as well.
That's
dark.
Big brother shit.
Yeah, it's straight dark. Sorry.
Yeah. Whoops.
So with your mechanic,
yes,
I get to choose when I go to throw the dice. Or yeah, totally. Anytime I do an action, dice get thrown.
Well, if
so, I put toast in my toaster.
No. It's more about contests.
Okay.
So see if you are successful by doing this action.
Okay.
See if you are successful challenging something.
I don't have to roll to get
I want
to
run up this wall. All right, roll your athletics. Yeah, turns out you can't actually do that, so that the check is way too high.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your stat's 3, then you have to roll more than a 17 or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know who the DM is in this case, because they set the limits for what you have to roll.
Sure.
So, yeah, unless it's just like a contest between two people, then it's like their stats versus your stats, and then you roll an extra modifier on top of that.
Uni kids and high school kids doing exams.
Yes.
They just sit there and just be like sounds of
dice rolling. Rolling int and wisdom and checking all that shit.
Constantly.
And then constantly fucking up. And then you just hear someone rolls one, you're like, fuck!
Did you ever have those board games?
You have to write it down.
Yeah. You're like, you just like your pencil snaps and you start writing complete gibberish. You're like, that's nothing!
I know this isn't right.
Yeah, exactly.
You have those old board games where the dice were in like a little dome.
A little pop.
Spam the dome. You just do that the whole time.
Oh,
government funded fucking like.
You'd get to the point where you'd be wearing one like on your wrist and you'd just be hitting that.
Yeah,
that's actually not bad.
I'd be okay with that.
That is a kids' cartoon show right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Like,
Yo-Kai Watch instead of D&D Watch.
Yeah, hey, Wizards of the Coast, get in touch, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
TM. It's ours now.
Can I roll someone else's dice?
No.
That's gross.
That's like, can you reach into their head and like tweak their shit?
It's fucking disgusting. Why would you play with someone else's dice?
Gross.
But it wouldn't even work for you. Like, you have your own dice, that's it.
Yeah, like it wouldn't matter.
No, the way I saw it was like, you could force them to do a roll and an action.
Sure.
And they have to follow through.
So like if they're holding onto the dike, you slap it out of the hand and like, bitch.
Or do you just get, well, see, here's the thing. What if you just got your own weighted dice?
Sure.
Yeah. That's cheating.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cheating.
Yeah, fair.
What's your point?
Yeah, no.
So I think the one thing you haven't thought about is that every single decision, you know the ending when you've before you've done it.
How's that?
Because if I'm doing an arm wrestle with JLo, and we're sit there and JLo's going to swap me, but I roll, and I'm like, well, I fail.
Yeah.
Now we have to arm wrestle. I know I'm going to lose.
I know I'm going to lose, yeah.
But then I roll, and I'm like, oh, I got a high one.
I think it's like, in that case, it's like you're locked arms, you're doing the thing, and you roll as you're doing it, and while you're already committed to the action.
Okay.
So it's the kind of thing where you've got to be committed to the action already, and you know, somehow roll around that.
So what if I'm like parachuting, flying in the sky?
Sure.
I got the watch thing.
You got the watch thing. Totally.
Pull the ripcord. Is this going to work? Is this going to work?
Yeah.
You're driving in a car.
Strength.
There's a kangaroo in front of you. Shit, hit it!
What's roll for initiative! Roll against this kangaroo! Shit!
Too late.
Yeah, done.
You've just hit the kangaroo and then the dice is like, you would have passed that.
You're
just going to roll faster.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Get good. It'd
be pretty funny.
Be on edge the whole time. Yeah. Like, gonna roll.
gonna roll. I gotta roll like
paranoid, right?
Yeah.
You just be like, Playing XCOM is the worst fucking game in the world sometimes. Yeah. Because you're sitting there going, oh my God, it's fucking RNGs is fucking bullshit.
The problem with that is it's seeded as well. So you can't even roll back a few steps because it's still the same outcome.
Yeah. Weird. Well, this is the part of the show where we need to take a break. Be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Back. Olivia!
Yes.
You made a video game.
I made a video game.
No, you didn't. You brought one, though.
This is news.
What? Yeah.
So, the video game I brought today is Titanfall.
Oh, Jesus. Titanfall?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
So, this power is in a bunch of games, but obviously I just picked Titanfall because it's one of my favorites. And I brought the mechanic of loadouts. So imagine if you could wake up each morning and pick a loadout for your day.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just set up for that day with that loadout. If you know you're gonna like have a meeting for that day, you're gonna be prepared with your charm and whatever else.
Sure. So your buffs, modifiers.
What am I equipping? Is it like clothes or is it?
Yeah. What are the slots?
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Well, let's say you've got a
primary weapon.
Okay. That would be charm.
Secondary weapon.
What a jailer compliment. That was a good one.
So, yeah, we could do like clothing and your abilities for the day. Yeah. So, you just want to, you can your switch perks, on the part right? of the yeah, of your perks. Brain that's, you know, corresponding to being charming, good at speeches, or whatever. Or say that day you're going out for a date. You know, you have to
choose the fancy shit.
Yeah, yep. Get all fancy and dressed up and do all that kind of.
Could you like save makeup loadouts as well? Would that?
Sure.
Yeah, that seems like it would be helpful.
Yeah, because that's the biggest thing, right? Yeah. You just like equip that loadout. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
When do I get to choose the loadout? Is it whenever?
In the morning.
Just in the morning.
Yeah.
Once a day?
So if I know I've got a date at night, I'm stuck being charming and as fuck and all dressed up for the whole day.
Oh, wait. Because you can change loadouts at any point.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I feel like it's when
every time you die, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you change at any point, not just when you die.
I feel like that's a when you're at home thing.
Yeah, like you have your base.
Yeah.
Let's make it like that.
As much as you want at home.
You can't carry your spare loadouts. Yeah. They're at home.
When you're in your spawn.
I like the idea of going up to the bathroom mirror, like going to the bathroom, go to the mirror and just be like, huh, and then like picking a loadout and then it just changing.
Yeah.
Do I need one of these loadouts just like completely empty all the time because I want to get naked?
No, that doesn't.
Choose my naked loadout for when I want to shower.
Is there a bedtime loadout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
how many loadouts do I have?
Let's say you start out with 3.
That seems limiting.
Yeah.
but that's fair.
But as you get older and more experienced, you unlock more loadouts. Sure. So, you know, get up to 5
just like
or
time.
10. Or,
I'm on board. I'd never need to pack again. I could go on a holiday.
Yeah, but they're not available outside your house.
It's only my home.
Well, what if we had like 2 portable bases for them? So one of them is like a suitcase and one of them is a briefcase.
Yeah, I think like in the game, it's like you have, there's like a thing where you walk up and like change your loadout here or something like that. And that's just you pack that. And take it with you.
Okay, so I need to bring a suitcase with me.
You bring a suitcase, but that has all your loadouts
in
it.
That's right. So you have just 5 loadout slots.
It's a better infinite suitcase.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
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 I like it.
I just feel like it would be good to have it all prepared, and then you can just tackle your day with whatever you need.
That's actually great, because I wear exactly 1 set of clothes to work.
Does he need to wash those clothes?
Yeah.
Or do they get washed when he changes the loadout?
Actually,
semantics.
It's important.
It's important to JLo. I don't know why.
If you ride to work and you get all sweaty.
Yeah, sure. If you want to.
You switch into your work clothes and then you got to switch into your riding clothes.
Yeah,
they're all sweaty still.
This poses a question, like a problem where like I choose my bike riding loadout on the way to work, but then when I get to work, I want to change my workload out.
You need
but
that briefcase.
Because I need my briefcase.
Yeah, your briefcase.
Home.
Or your backpack, whatever it might be.
I guess you
choose what it is.
I guess you can carry 1 loadout with you or something, or carry a certain amount of loadout.
I mean, now we're just changing clothes like normal.
Kind of. But like, I guess I need like my reaction time specialty. Sure, you've my bullet time.
Yeah, we're
setting.
Focusing too much on the clothes when we should be focusing on our abilities or skills.
You've got your charm still as well.
Yeah, no. I'm focusing on from riding my bike. I want to be like super focused, dodging cars, like not trying to not fuck up. And then when I get to work, I'm like, cool, don't need that anymore. Switch out for something else with my
high agility.
Yeah, high agility, and then when I get to work.
Wait, at work? Whoa.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Brain agility, maybe. Yeah.
That's why I always bring my speech buffs. Not today, though. My speech buffs when I come here to do streams. Fuck. Why? That was awesome. Help.
That would be nice, actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, it would be nice.
To know that you could speak without fucking up.
You know what, yeah, no, that would be really fucking good, actually, now that I think about it.
You are, like, you'd never... You just wouldn't be have that kind of riddled with the decision, right? You have 5 loadouts. You'd be like, all right, cool.
This is
my party loadout. Yeah. Fucking doing this. Yeah. Cool, let's party.
What if you get like invited to a dress-up party, but they've secretly told you it's the wrong outfit that you got to wear, like the wrong theme for the party?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, they're trying to
I would just have a party and call it loadout one, whatever's in slot one. That's what you have to bring.
Bring your top slot.
Yeah, and everyone comes and they're really depressed.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you lost all their charming perks. Like, this is my fucking number one slot, you prick.
Hope you're happy. I'm in my pajamas and shit.
Yeah. I feel like I get that way anyway. Sometimes I go to work and I'm like, oh, I just got to get shit done. No one look at me. Like, my charm slot's gone. I've replaced it with like efficiency and like getting shit done. And then
ignoring others. And
that's right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Who's next?
It's my turn.
Game number 4. J-Lo, you brought a game.
Yeah, I've brought...
That's a game.
Street Fighter.
Just the first Street Fighter?
Actually, I probably should say like Street Fighter 4 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I was about to fucking throw you under the bus.
Yeah, so the mechanic is the super move, essentially. Yeah,
because I don't think the first Street Fighter had super moves.
I think you're right.
It's super moves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hadouken!
That's not even a...
Or are they called ultimate moves?
Ultimate moves, moves. But no, you can have super and ultimate moves. Yeah.
Well, let's focus on the ultimate. The big special one where you get the cool cutscene.
You do a half circle.
And you do fucking sick shit. Yeah.
Okay.
What if you had that?
Cool. Sorry, I would not be able to execute.
That's so hard to like pull off.
I don't know in what situation I'd use any of this.
I don't know how you'd trigger it, though.
Is it specifically a fighting move?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Is it specifically that I really want to kick someone's ass super bad?
You're dealing damage, yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. Really?
Really?
That's, oh, but you could deal like psychological damage, not physical.
That's got a point.
Whoa.
That's dark.
What's your super move?
I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out, but...
Savagery.
Yeah.
Your mother's so big.
Whoa. Carol's a lovely lady.
Your mama jokes.
Your mama jokes.
Fuck, J-Lo.
She can't fit in the Grand Canyon.
I was like,
ultimate attack.
Oh my God.
J-Lo.
I was going to be like, I work with computers a lot, so like, engage my super and just like start hammering on my keyboard trying to get like a shitload of work. I'm just like,
You get that ultimate KO flash behind you when you do the thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, no, right. That you've got to knock out the target to get that though.
Sure, but I mean in Street Fighter you can do your ultimate move on a car.
Oh, could you actually do it on a car?
Yeah,
it's one of the great tenets of Street Fighter.
Well, you can use your move on anything, essentially. But the move itself will deal damage to whatever you
Jello, let me ask you, buddy. What's your super move?
Oh, see.
Not your mama jokes.
I'm not sure what my super move would be. I'd love to do Bison's like Superman.
Sure.
Just like full fist, dive into someone.
Jesus.
Fucking hell.
Has everyone else in the world got a super move as well?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Way to commit to the bit.
Sure.
I would just do the Lisa thing from Simpsons. Like the windmill arms.
If anyone gets in your way, that's their fault.
That's their fault. Yeah. My ultimate move.
I thought you were going to say play the saxophone, but sure.
It's just damaging everyone's ears. Like,
yeah, real bad saxophone playing.
I like it.
Fuck
like
my shit up.
Like, UFC would be cool to watch.
It would be.
Boxing would be cool to watch.
Yeah. Okay. This
like,
is not...
people that have the skills to actually come up with really cool shit. Okay,
this is not that interesting on a personal level, but to watch other people do their shit. Yeah. Okay. I'm back on board.
Like, I'm going to take that super move for myself.
Do animals have super moves?
What's Blanka? Blanka.
I was going to say, like, King from Tekken.
It's a great
King
fucking question, though.
Is that the tiger?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bear in that game, too, now, but...
His name is Bear. Yeah. Or Kuma.
Kubo.
Kuma.
Kumar.
Kuma?
Which is Japanese for bear.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Kuma.
Like Teddy from Persona. Hey. Kuma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super moves,
fun.
Huh?
It'd be fun to have a super move.
I can't decide if I'd want like a physical one or a psychological one.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what your super move is, you could plan it that you do like a really big jump or something. You're like, actually, yeah, sure. I'm not going to hit anyone with this, but I'm going to use it on this ledge to get to the other side.
Yeah, because you could whiff a super move. That's fine.
I feel like it's just a burst of power. I feel like I whiff a super move, like get on my bike and just go for it, but like whiff it and just like miss the pedal and go, bah, fuck, and fall off, which I've done before. That's a super move.
Your super move is just riding really fast.
My super move is that, but when I fuck it up, I just fall off my bike. Sure. Sucks.
I think my super move. You just rail into the earth.
Totally.
My super move would be like my hair would like grab you and whip you around, you know?
Oh, that's a different power. Never mind.
Go on. Yeah,
it reminds me of a Tangler from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wow.
It me, Tangler.
Hey. Is that a Tangler in your head or are you just happy to see me?
I am my super move is Tangle. What the fuck does move does Tangler do?
Vine whip,
yeah.
In this situation, I feel like I don't find myself in fighting situations very often.
Yeah, same.
But if I did, my power, I would want it to be that I could just like seduce the person so they wouldn't fight me.
Damn. I was going to say
psychological damage.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's a bit of both.
Yeah, you could just like you know do the ultimate move and use your booty, and then if you ever get locked out again, you could just booty slam the door.
Awesome! Now we're going to replace that door again.
That's it. I can Superman through windows.
Liv, rip that door.
I can do that. That's fine.
Ah, fuck, that could be good.
Liv starts up her own business.
Fucking got it.
Locked out.
Liv's door ripping. Don't ask.
Why is there a booty shaped door by the door? I don't know what's happening.
Oh, fuck.
Well, this is the part of the show we have to decide which of the powers.
I specifically want just the booty door rip now.
Of this episode, are your favorite. As always, you can't be curing because that's just disgusting. Should we have a quick recap?
Yeah.
So we have Kingdom Hearts. And the combination of the Disney universe and the real one. D&D, you have to visualize and roll for everything. That's like a contest or initiative. Titanfall, loadouts. Street Fighter, super moves, such as Booty Pound.
I feel like you can do that move in multiple different ways.
Yeah.
I think Cam's is just a giant fart.
Yeah, true.
No.
What the fuck? How did we miss that?
Oh, we didn't. You lighted the fire.
Yeah.
It turned into a flame.
That's the South Park fractured butthole thing.
Oh, it is too. That's the whole game around that.
Yeah.
Literally fractured butt. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Cameron. What have you picked?
That's a toughie. I think. I guess I'd go for the super moves. Seem so dumb. Like
sure.
The best bit about playing Street Fighter is doing the super moves, right?
So it looks fucking cool.
You just want to meet someone and be like, I don't know what
your super move is. Show us your super move.
Show us your super move.
Party tricks.
Yeah. Party tricks.
Yeah.
They'd be so. Everyone would want a unique super move.
Yeah, every party forever would have a punching bag. Just so you could just like wail on it and show
us.
Moves.
Yeah.
And just be like,
you'd be surprised as to how many people would have the same or similar super moves.
Yeah.
I guess you see a cool one.
Yeah.
People that train under the same person have the same super move. Can just I change my super move?
I know, but like, just think about Akuma's super move for a second.
I can't because I don't know it.
Well, he just like.
It goes black.
He warps into someone, it goes black. The whole everything.
Yeah.
And then they get punched a million times, and then he, nothing personnel kids them and stands behind them and goes, King, and that's it.
And then they're just on the floor.
And they're on the floor.
Huh.
Usually like, dead.
I hate this.
If you're at a party, you do that. Does everyone black out for a second?
Like, yes.
I want that. I want that. That's my favorite.
The whole globe goes black.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Shit, someone's using their super movie.
Liv, what did you pick tonight?
Disney!
I can't pick my own, but yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I don't know. It just seems like it could get super fucked up, and I want to see that happen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I'd also want to.
Yo, Tron is real.
Disney princess.
You could go into Tron.
Hell yeah!
Can I be a pirate? Like,
yes,
yeah. Awesome. Yo ho, yo ho.
Pirates are for me.
You can hang out with Johnny Depp and Davy Jones Locker and shit.
Anyway. Nice.
We all know where that is going. Alex, what do you got?
I'm gonna go with Disney as well.
Yeah!
Hey!
I haven't won one in a while.
There you go.
Hey, warm it up. Warm it up.
You're
not going to say that Jayla's going to
We're going to get there anyway.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Might as well pretend to like it.
Lean into it. Yeah.
I think we're already there. Like Mickey's everywhere.
And Disney, if you're listening, I think there's multiple Mickey Mouses in my house already. And Disney, if you're listening, please no demonetize.
Please no.
Please don't sue.
Please don't take our money.
Yeah.
We need it to make cool content.
Yeah.
And buy your product. Oh,
no. Yeah, and give it back to you in different ways. I don't...
Oh boy, Jayla, what did you pick today?
I'm gonna go the D&D dice.
Yeah. Hey. Why?
Because it gives me the opportunity to stand a chance at winning things that I normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
That hot supermodel?
Yeah.
20? Yeah! Right.
You give that charm 20.
You!
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah. Fair. All right. You know what? Make me change my mind. No, I'm good. Well, that's going to do it for today, folks. Thank you all so much for joining me for this week's Girl Talk. If you enjoy the show, feel free to give us a follow on twitch.tv/click6, where we live stream video games every Tuesday and Thursday. And you can also follow the crew on Twitter at clickesticks.com/crew.
Correct.
That's the URL.
That's it. If you want to support the show, if you just want to support the show, tell a friend. Every little interaction like that helps us make more cool content.
We don't market it.
No.
Except for ourselves.
No.
Yeah. Tell a friend.
Tell your mum.
Yeah.
Tell your mum.
Have your mum listened to the podcast, Alex?
No.
Neither.
She likes our Facebook page, though.
That's cute.
Yeah, I know. So is your mum.
Nice.
Really.
I want to say my mum's probably liked it, too.
If you want your mum to like us, we are on Facebook, so go give us a cheeky little like.
Tell your mum to give us a like.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, boy. Thanks. Thanks for joining me, Alex.
Thank you, Gav.
Thanks.
And Jayla.
Hang on, I got to roll the dice.
Yeah. We'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.
Goodbye.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.